I have so many ideas for stories. I'm just looking here at some website called ancientorigins.net, for whatever it's worth, I don't know, but they claim here that there is a breakthrough in scientific breakthrough showing that there is a marvelous female lineage from northern coastal China all the way to the Americas. This has revealed compelling evidence of not one but two migrations during the last ice age and the subsequent melting period. Meaning, and I'm looking at the map, you've got China down there, and then all the way up there, Siberia up to that Bering Strait. They must have traveled somehow. And then I'm thinking here, and the ice age, that's like 10,000 years ago. I've been reading about it and understood more and more that people back then were not as stupid as we may think. And they were traveling, it seems here, right? So I was just making up a story there in my mind, or just started appearing of a simple person or a couple or whatever from that age, you know, the ice age, however people looked then. And, well, this picture here looks like Inuit people or something did not long ago, so maybe even the dress style and all of that is still there to some extent in the traditional dress of the original people, the indigenous people, because their dress also has developed very much from their environment and comes naturally in the place where they live. I guess, I mean, like textile materials or skins or this or that, and thus subsequently designs. So anyway, there we have these people there, and maybe we follow some protagonist there who is an adventurer. Maybe he's bringing his wife to, or there's a woman who wants to come, but he doesn't allow, and then build some characters there. It could be several characters, and then there's a ship going, or a little fleet, three or four, just homemade ships that some guys built together, or whatever, or a village built together. And they just start sailing there along the coast, and then sometimes, or at one point, just venturing out there into the huge sea where you see nothing except the sea. And after a while, again, they come to a little island there somewhere. But then on that island, there's a little house, and or even a couple of them, and a happy guy there. And he's selling things to them. Things they need, just simple things, maybe food, drink, things like that. First of all, things that you need. And it's a little expensive, but they are happy. also to find a safe harbor there. And of course, then when they leave, then he is going just a little bit across a strait from where that island is, and behind the you know, the little harbor there behind the hills. There's a village there, and there are things much cheaper. So he's a business guy making money on the sailors, because it appears that quite a few boats are following that tour by now, which goes there along the coast, the archipelago. And if you look at the map, there is something there. You can follow some kind of... looks like... long... what do you say? Sling, or in Swedish... of islands, continuing all the way over there to America. So, and in this story or film or whatever, that could be already well established. They have legends of someone, some ancestor a long time ago who was an adventurer, decided that he was going to explore the end of the world or whatever, what's out there. He couldn't, you know, was driven by that adventure spirit, and then came back and told stories, and others started going, and after a while it became established like this. So what you have here now is not a complete out into the nowhere story, but a whole bunch of such islands spread there along that, like pearls on beads on a string, that kind of, actually very much like that. It could be called beads on a string, even the story looks like that, unless it's just an illusion. But anyway, and what a setting that could be for a cool story. And there could be boats back and forth there, because what we have is to us in modern times, unknown, maybe we can invent that, trade line going there, trade route. So it's much more developed than it seems, and older than they thought, even those who now found it. It's not huge, but still it's lively enough for a good story. And then in that story we could tell all kinds of little side stories, little words of wisdom here and there because we can invent whatever we want here, as long as we stay a little bit close to possible realities here. For instance, that we could extend the trade. I mean, if there are trade routes from I don't know about trade routes at that time, but that's where we need to stretch it a bit. Because there must have been trade routes, something. But you don't have a bunch of women walking alone there. So I'm just enjoying making little stories of everything. And I'm inspired by this sea of poppies. Book that I'm reading now. Now, of course, the question would be, what people were living there in America before the first person from China came over, and maybe they simply always lived there. When this Chinese lady or boy comes there on that journey over, and then, oh, how is it going to be over there? And they are looking a bit the same, just different customs, different language. But we could show them we're talking two different parts of the world, right? The East and the West, the very East and the very West. How they come together, and actually it's nice if that image is for real, it's quite cool. It's like beads there, or what do you call it, halsband. It ties the two together. Now, this Chinese there, or at least the first one, was like, yeah, actually venturing to the end of the world. That's what some people thought. What's beyond that ocean? Maybe the ocean just goes forever, or just as a waterfall somewhere. So all kinds of legends and myths and whatever around this, and then, but at this time they started reaching there. A few had done it before, and they saw to their surprise that the people over there were not very different. Because they weren't really, it seems. Unless I missed something in history. I don't know of any. Well, they look different, right? But not so different. And then we can show the customs they had, and the tents or dwellings they lived in, and they invite each other and they learn from each other. And one has this kind of ritual and custom, and the other one looks at that and goes, what? And this vice versa. And can make, well, conflict, not in the sense of fighting, but maybe people who are, well, you could say whose ways are challenged and their pride is challenged, and actually becomes a story about that, about how we need to learn to look deeper at each other and ourselves. To understand that although another person might look at you through a very different face with different clothes and decorations and manners, they are also like you. As if looking at yourself, but also another one with their own precious personality and destiny, and that's what makes it so wonderful, right? This that we call life and the cosmos. Gosh, see, I'm just, that was a film synopsis maybe, I don't know.